Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news. People across the Triangle are waking up to damage after severe storms. Trees are down and power's out for tens of thousands after those storms. We have an update on power outages across the area.
And our cold front still crossing the area, but the storms are over. I'll show you what to expect on the other side of this front today.
Hello, everyone. It is 6 o'clock. Great to have you with us on this Tuesday morning. I also woke up without power, still trying to get ready in the dark, but still thousands of folks without power after those strong winds. It was intense moments for lots of folks across our viewing area. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for making this part of your routine here on a Tuesday. Lights flickered, lights out in a lot of places. It was a severe storm that ripped through our area. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. A very different day ahead.
You know, it's not often that we see a level 3 risk for severe storms, especially this time of year, and that's what we saw yesterday. And of course, our front is moving through the area now. All the storms are over. Behind the front, sometimes, especially when it's a strong one, we'll see a little drop in our temperature or humidity. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like we're going to see much of that today. But this storm definitely did a lot of damage across our area. Level 3 means that our chance for more storms is definitely there. We definitely saw that. So you see the white circles there. That's where we had wind damage. Most of those circles indicate damage where we had trees down. We also had some strong winds at the airport. The report was 46 miles per hour down in Fayetteville. Officially, the strongest wind, 58 miles per hour. So that was enough to do a lot of damage across our area. We take a look at our power outages. You can see Wake County still highlighted with tens of thousands of people without power. Those numbers are a little smaller in some of our other surrounding counties, but a lot of folks that did have a lot of trees down, a lot of really strong wind last night. We take a look at our tower camera. It is lit with blue for clear. We're going to see mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies today. A little bit of cloud cover out there this morning in places, but you can see those clouds breaking up nicely here in downtown Durham. 73, our temperature, our dew point 70. So not much of a break there in that humidity. It'll feel steamy today and tomorrow, and then we move it up the next level to tropical for Thursday and Friday. Hour by hour, we're looking at a temperature in the mid 80s at lunchtime. We'll climb into the low 90s this afternoon, which is fairly close to normal. Today and tomorrow stay dry, but Thursday we're looking at another round of storms. We're already under a level 1 risk across the state. I'll show you the timeline coming up, Brian.
Elizabeth here at 6:02. Some new information just confirming a minor crash on the north side of Raleigh at Falls of Neuse Road at Litchford Road, just north of 540. Also hearing about a minor crash on Newbern Avenue at Sunnybrook Road out by the big Wake Med campus there east of downtown. Elsewhere, though, we're looking pretty good with no other crashes showing up at the moment. But, of course, in many areas, we are dealing with power outages and traffic signals that are out. We need to look out for storm damage as you head out this morning. This is a look at the Duke Energy outage map, and I'm looking at the north eastern side of Wake County in the Zebulon area, Rollsville and Wake Forest, heading out toward Bunn and Spring Hope. Many areas seeing those power outages right now. Highway 97, Highway 96 north of Zebulon, along 64 out toward Spring Hope. A lot of those traffic signals are going to be out this morning, so just need to be extra careful and give yourself some time.
And here in the WRAL Live Center, we're also taking a closer look at the power outages. Wake County taking the brunt of the power outages following last night's powerful storms, courtesy of the Duke Energy map. Currently, about 30,000 customers are without power in the Wake County area, mainly northeast Raleigh. Look up in the Lewisburg area, 5,000 customers still without power this morning. Similarly, in the Edgecombe, Nash County area, another 5,000 customers are without power. At the height of last night's storms, close to 80,000 customers were without power all across our viewing area, including Wake County. Of course, we're working with Duke Energy to find out when many of these customers can have their lights restored.
Ken, thanks. New this morning, we're getting a look at storm damage in Garner. On the right of your screen, you can see a tree fell on a home on Bikler Road. No word on whether anyone was inside at the time or injured when it fell. And that Cedar Lane in Garner on the left of your screen, a tree snapped completely in someone's yard there.
Two homes in Cary were damaged during last night's storms after trees fell right on them. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker was there on the scene at a home on Palmer Place. No one was hurt when that tree came down right on the roof.
Also in Cary, the storm caused a tree to topple onto a house on Langston Mill Court. This is near Kildare Farm and 1010 Roads. No one was hurt. Anytime there's severe weather in your area, we want to know about it. When it is safe, you can upload your pictures and videos of storm damage using the Report It feature in the WRAL News app. Early this morning, fire crews were called to a building fire in downtown Raleigh. This happened near South Person Street and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. This building is a vacant funeral home, and the fire started on the second floor, then moved to the roof. The fire was put out around 2:45 this morning. The cause is under investigation. Police are looking for a man after reported rape on UNC Chapel Hill's campus. Police say the attack happened near the undergraduate library around 6 Sunday night. An alert was sent to the students, and the investigation has some feeling uneasy.
I definitely won't go out at night alone. I'll definitely be alert walking back to where I live. Probably not going to have my headphones and just make sure that I'm hearing everything. But yeah, just being more alert in general and not doing anything too risky.
Police are looking for a man who's about 5'7", was last seen wearing a blue shirt and shorts. Anyone with information should call UNC Police.
Bond has been raised to $100,000 for a Raleigh man accused of severely beating his parents. 29-year-old Christopher McCullough appeared in court yesterday. He was seen on video smiling and making faces. He's facing two felony assault charges and larceny. The Wake County District Attorney says, Assistant DA anyway, says McCullough beat his parents until they were unconscious in front of a child. It happened Sunday on Ingate Way. Authorities say McCullough then kidnapped the child, whom he was only allowed to see on supervised visits. And he drove away with the child. WRL asked what happened to that young one, and authorities did not know the answer.
A driver is dead and four others are hurt this morning after a truck crashed into a home in Sampson County. Now, state troopers are working to figure out how it happened. A preliminary report from troopers say a 26-year-old woman was driving on Warren Mill when she failed to yield. Highway Patrol says she pulled into the path of 75-year-old Eddie Swindell, who was driving the truck, causing it to run off the road. Swindell died of his injuries. Heading up north, we have this incredible video during the storm last night in Philadelphia. Look at these flames and smoke shooting up from what looks to be a pickup truck. It's not clear how the fire started. Parts of Philly also saw downed power lines and toppled trees.
More than $1.5 billion. That's how much money's up for grabs in tonight's Mega Millions drawing. It's the largest jackpot in that game's history. The third largest jackpots in lottery history in the U.S. Two Powerball jackpots have been bigger, the largest over $2 billion. But the record-setting Mega Millions jackpot has been months in the making, with no one being able to match all the numbers since mid-April. A Duke University professor explains how hard this will be to win.
I just looked it up to see if I could compare it to anything, and it turns out the odds of being hit by lightning is 1.1 in 1.2 million. So this is about 300 times less likely than being hit by lightning.
Now, he does say your odds are better if you randomly draw numbers rather than pick them yourself. If you do win the lottery, we have a guide to what you should and should not do on WRL.com. Tonight's drawing will be live right here on WRL just before the 11 o'clock news.
It is 6:08. It's not just writers and actors who are on strike in Los Angeles. Coming up, what city workers are demanding as they prepare to stand on the picket line today.
Also, if you have a Google account that you haven't logged onto lately, it could be deleted by the end of the year. Up next, why the company is cleaning out old accounts in an effort to make apps like Gmail more secure.
Storms are over, at least for the next couple of days, but the heat lingers along with the humidity. Our next best chance of storms comes on Thursday. We already have a level one risk. In just a few minutes, I'll walk you through the timeline.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
A It is 6:11. During the break, we've had so much fun watching this group of runners here. They stopped. They did their squats. They're out there really getting after it at 6 o'clock in the morning. I love it. It's pretty steamy out there, though. We still have a lot of cloud cover that's lingering in parts of the viewing area. We're looking at temperatures in the low to mid-70s right now. Some clouds lingering, as I mentioned, but we'll become partly cloudy as we get through the day. If you're out for your run this morning, it does feel a little steamy, or maybe you're walking the dog. Temperatures in the low to mid-70s to start with this evening. By 6, 7 o'clock, temperatures will drop back into the mid-80s, but it does look like it's going to be fairly sticky. Today and tomorrow stay dry, though, so you know if you need to get something done outside, just be prepared for it to be a hot one. Brian?
All right, 6:12 right now. We have a couple of crashes I'm watching in Raleigh. Both of them appear to be pretty minor. One on the north side of Raleigh at Falls of Neuse Road at Litchford Road, and then another crash out by the Big Wake Med campus at New Bern Avenue and Sunnybrook Road. I'm not seeing any big delays with those just yet, but we'll watch the sensors and let you know how that's looking. Let's take a live look at Cary. I-40 at Harrison Avenue, westbound traffic heading away from us. Getting busier out there, but we're looking good from Wade Avenue out toward the airport and into South Durham. No delays showing up right now.
Thanks, Brian. We're getting a closer look at the aftermath from last night's storms outside of our area. This is new video from Charlotte. It's a small sample of what people there are waking up to. You can see several tree branches broken, and that came crashing down onto a home.
In South Korea, tens of thousands of scouts are evacuating from a campsite ahead of a typhoon. These scouts, mostly teenagers, are in the country for the World Scout Jamboree. Officials are trying to secure places for the scouts to stay as that storm passes through. The typhoon is expected to make landfall in South Korea Thursday morning.
Former President Donald Trump is set to speak in New Hampshire today, just one day after his legal team responded to a time-sensitive request from the DOJ. Late Monday, Trump's attorneys filed their answer asking for less restrictive rules. A special counsel wants to limit what Trump can say publicly about evidence in the case involving his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. The former president's lawyers argue the move is censorship of his political speech. However, prosecutors say Trump's words could have a chilling effect on witnesses, citing his social media posts saying, quote, "If you go after me, I'm coming for you."
It's not just the actors and writers on the picket lines in Los Angeles. Today, over 11,000 city workers plan to go on strike. That's according to the union that represents many of the city's public sector staff. Members voted to strike after repeated labor law violations, they say, by city management. Workers in the sanitation department at the city's port and at Los Angeles International Airport will strike for 24 hours. The unions plan to set up in front of City Hall and LAX.
Jeff, the writer's strike in Hollywood will hit the 100-day mark this week. There is still no end in sight. Negotiators met for the first time on Friday, but no deal was made. Actors joined the picket lines last month. Both unions want better pay, improved residual payments, and protections against job losses because of the use of artificial intelligence. At this point, there are no plans to resume talks with the studios.
The housing market is taking another hit this morning. New data shows mortgage rates are ticking up. This comes after a recent credit downgrade for the U.S. According to Bankrate, the average rate for a 30-year mortgage rose to 7.09% last week. Credit rating agency Fitch downgraded the U.S. credit rating from AAA to AA+. That move is over worries the U.S. won't be able to fulfill its debt obligations. Economists say higher mortgage rates mean people will have to pay more for the same house.
We sort of have a housing shortage in the country. We need to build a lot more homes over the next decade to catch up with the shifting demographics and the actual demand, especially amongst those first-time home buyers.
And Fitch Ratings' decision to drop the U.S.'s credit rating last week is having a ripple effect. Mortgage giants Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae also saw their ratings fall slightly. There's no decision this morning on how Durham city leaders plan to help people who live with the bugs and mold and sewage problems they're experiencing at an apartment building. They live at the JFK Towers. And they took their concerns and pleas before leaders last night. They say these living conditions are affecting their health. And take a look at this. The video was posted on Facebook. A 99-year-old woman's bathtub filled with sewage water. Plumbing and mold are also major issues. WRL reached out to the company who manages the apartments, and they have not provided any comment yet.
With some schools already back for the year, many school systems across the country are finding it increasingly difficult to hire enough teachers.
I have 150 kids every year. Those are my kids. And it killed me to leave them. To leave them behind and to say, I'm sorry, I cannot be here for you next year.
This morning on Today, how administrators are trying to expand the pathways into education and what teachers want changed to be able to stay in their classrooms.
If you haven't used your Google account in 2 years or more, it's about to be deleted by the company. This won't happen until December 1st, and Google will start sending warnings to users that will be affected before that. The company announced a new policy in May, saying it'll help prevent security risks. Google says older accounts are more likely to rely on recycled passwords and less likely to use a two-step verification, which makes them more vulnerable.
Today is going to be rain-free and quiet weather-wise. We deserve it after those severe storms. We have a lot of trees down across the area and debris in the road. Elizabeth, yesterday's level 3 out of 5 delivered.
It did, unfortunately. Of course, we had the cold front that's continuing to move through. Out ahead of it, we had a big squall line, big line of thunderstorms that moved all the way through the viewing area with a lot of damage. And of course, you would expect that with a level 3. Level 3 is highly unusual. We really only have a handful of those per year in our area. Right now, we'll take a live look at Goldsboro. We're seeing some cloud cover there, some clouds in Apex and Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. A little bit of sunshine there right outside of our newsroom in Fayetteville. We're looking at our next round of storms today, and tomorrow will be nice and quiet. We'll see some sunshine later this afternoon. But by Thursday, we're looking at another chance for thunderstorms. We already have a level 1 risk posted for Thursday. The timeline likely to be afternoon and evening, which is typically when we see these storms. It does cover pretty much the entire state, but a level 1 is much different than a level 3. A level 3 means that the damage from these storms are likely to be much more widespread. With a level 1, it means the damage would be isolated. So our current map shows, of course, all the storm reports, and there are dozens of them across our area. It might be 2 or 3 of those on Thursday with that level 1 risk. We'll widen out the view and talk about the timeline. Of course, today's front moving on out. A little bit of cloud cover this morning. We'll see partly cloudy skies this afternoon. The next system here that rolls in Thursday is getting wound up in the Midwest. It's going to produce some severe storms there, most likely. And we get into the afternoon on Thursday, and well ahead of the front, we're looking at the chance for some scattered storms. Our watering forecast looking like this. Today and tomorrow, we're looking, of course, dry. Of course, we had rain yesterday, so you're probably okay. A lot of us will end up seeing some scattered showers and thunderstorms on Thursday, and then just isolated storms Friday, Saturday into the weekend. Taking a quick look at the tropics, everything is quiet. Of course, we're approaching the middle of August, and late August into the middle of September is the peak of the season, but it looks like it's going to stay quiet likely through the weekend. Of course, just wanted to let you know we still have our eye on it. Our high 91 today, 92 Wednesday. We look rain-free today and tomorrow. Of course, we have that level 1 risk for severe storms on Thursday. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday just continue the same pattern. We'll be a little warmer Saturday and Sunday with mid-90s and a chance of an isolated storm. Brian?
Just about 620 now. Have a couple of minor crashes in Raleigh that we're watching. One on the north side of Raleigh at Falls of News Road at Litchford Road. Still not seeing any delays with that one, just north of 540. And a minor crash out by Wake Med, the big Wake Med campus out at Newbern Avenue right around Sunnybrook Road. Again, I'm not seeing any big delays with the sensor readings out there. Those reportedly are minor, so they should get cleared pretty quickly. I want to show you that Duke Energy outage map here. This is the latest zoomed-in view of Raleigh, and you can see through South Raleigh, especially Southeast Raleigh, a lot of areas still without electricity, so expect the signals to be out along a long stretch of Rock Quarry Road, perhaps even Hammond Road over on the east side of Raleigh, the same situation. Looking a little better in Cary right now. I just checked in Durham, and there is one area on the north side of downtown Durham along Mangum Street up toward Gear Street where they're seeing some power outages, so signals in that area likely will be out as you head through that area this morning.
Thank you, Brian. I hope you enjoyed summer. We're moving on. If you're ready for fall, you have some company. We'll tell you which food chains are releasing their fall items early this year.
Plus, we'll tell you about a new program in Wake County that helps people reduce memory loss for free.
And here's a look at your winning lottery numbers on your screen right now.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
It's been an abnormally hot summer, so you might be forgiven for looking forward to a change in season.
Okay, if you are, then brands have got your back because they are bringing back a fall favorite. Brian Schrader here now, speaking of favorites, with what's trending. Hey.
Hey, they have the pumpkin chemicals ready to go now at Dunkin', Krispy Kreme, and 7-Eleven. They are releasing those pumpkin spice flavored items in stores. Of course, a lot of people are wondering when Starbucks is going to be releasing the pumpkin spice latte. No word yet on when that will be available again.
Or is there? Insider report this morning that it's August 24th that they're going to drop that menu. And with some new items as well, like a warm apple croissant of some sort.
Ooh.
Among other things. Yeah, I know.
Now you're making me hungry.
But it's August. Too soon.
This is typical now,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Come on.
Of course.
Right.
But, you know, August is when summer is kind of, you know, run its course.
Mm-hmm.
The leaves are not quite as bright and green now. It's all sort of,
not in my book.
Done with
it. I'm hanging on to it.
Done with it. Mattel trying to cash in on the success of the Barbie movie by releasing a weird Barbie doll. But some people think the company's missing the whole point of the movie. Actress Kate McKinnon played Weird Barbie in the movie, and Weird Barbie's a doll that's been played with just a little too much and kind of abused by its owner. But instead of selling an already messy doll, some people say the company should just let kids mess up Barbie themselves, make Barbie weird in their own way.
Yeah, and some people say the Weird Barbie should be made, not sold, right? It should be created. That's part of a kid's creativity. But look, Barbie being the cultural event of the summer, Mattel's marketing machine is on a roll, and they are going to churn out all these products related to the movie to get people to buy and make Barbie relevant again.
Working so far.
Brian, thanks. Almost called you Barbie. Wake County Public Libraries, the B. Wake County Public Libraries is trying to help more people experiencing memory loss. Librarians rolled out the free Memory Care Kit program in May 2022. Now this program is expanding. The kits use books and activities to help recall memories and help people experiencing memory loss engage in conversation. 350 of these kits have been checked out from local libraries since 2022. People can use their library card to check out the kits for 6 weeks at a time at no cost. Visit your Wake County Public Library to reserve your kit online.
A search for IT jobs in North Carolina just got a little boost. A new report says the state now ranks 7th in the nation for tech industry openings. Employers added 5,000 jobs in July. The top positions leading the way are customer software services, system design, and manufacturing.
It's a milestone not many people reach, their 104th birthday. This woman, Helen Tinsley, had the privilege of celebrating it on Sunday. She was born in 1919. She lives in Indiana. Her family says she can be a character if you make her mad, but other than that, she is sweet, lovable, and she will keep you in line. She credits her longevity to a clean lifestyle, never smoking, and only the occasional drink. She also eats a clove of garlic each day.
Taking a look at the live Duke Energy outage map here. A lot of areas still seeing problems with power outages and also signals that are out. We'll take you live to one of those intersections coming up.
And we are rain-free today, but it's still going to be hot behind yesterday's front. Highs will be in the low 90s. I'll show you which days will feel more comfortable based on the humidity coming up.